It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Caleb Nelson and Gracie Procaroni with Wellington City. And Pioneer Day is getting really close. They always have a great celebration out there. We're going to talk about some of the events that they've got planned for the celebration. And if you're a vendor, if you're a business out there that maybe wants to have a booth, we're going to tell you how you can take care of all that as well. Caleb, Gracie, thank you so much for coming out and joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
And Caleb, we're actually going to start with you first. Let's kind of give a rundown, because Pioneer Day is always a big deal out there. It's always a lot of fun. Let's kind of start with a rundown of what's going to happen for Pioneer Day. And you're only going to have it the one day this year, correct?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, we're just going to have the one day on Saturday. We're going to start Saturday morning with a free breakfast for the first 200 individuals, and then we'll have the parade at 10 o'clock in the morning, and afterwards have events in the park. I'll have horseshoe tournament, cornhole tournament. There'll be bouncy houses for the kids, a lot of food trucks, vendors, just a lot of great things going on, a lot of great things for the family to get out and be together in.
And of course, we discussed the fact that it's always a big event out there in Wellington for Pioneer Day. And this year is no different. You guys are even going to have did you say rodeo on Saturday night? Is that how that's going to work?
Yeah, correct. So afterwards, Wellington City is not actually putting on the rodeo. It's actually Afton McCourt is putting on the rodeo. But we are kind of encouraging people to go to that and support her and support the rodeo and have a good time out there after the events in the park.
Now, if there's local cowboys and cowgirls that want to be a part of the rodeo, can they just give Wellington City a call and they can line them up with who they need to? Or is there a place online that they could go do that?
Yeah, so they could reach out to Wellington City and we can get them with the right contact information, who they need to reach out to.
Okay, so plenty of great events that are going to be planned out there. And as I said, and then are we going to have fireworks this year?
Not currently, no.
Okay. It's you got to always ask, because it's just a dicey thing this time of year, especially with the conditions that we're in, and you just want to make sure that yes, we are, or yes, we aren't, or no, we aren't. So that's good to know too. But still, head on out there for the Pioneer Day celebration going on in July, and it's just the Saturday, which is the 23rd, correct?
Correct.
And have fun. Starts with the breakfast, goes into the parade, and then all day there in the park. And just get over there and go into Wellington and just enjoy yourself. So now we're going to bring Gracie in from Wellington City, and we're going to talk about, you know, if you're a local business, if you're a vendor, if you've got, you know, something to sell and you want to be out there for Pioneer Day, Gracie can help you with that, as well as getting registered to be in the parade. So Gracie, let's start talking about all of this fun stuff.
Yeah, so we still have about 4 or 5 vendor booths left. If you're interested in being a vendor, call City Hall at 637-5213 and ask for me, and I can help you out with that. We also have the parade Saturday morning. Lineup starts at 9, parade starts at 10. If you're interested in having a booth, please call me again at City Hall, and we'll be able to fill out some information and get you on the lineup. We're super excited and hope it's a good parade turnout this year.
So, and question about the parade, because it's always one of those things that somebody shows up right, you know, last minute on Saturday morning. You'd rather have them call and get a parade spot and all that good stuff. But is that okay if somebody just shows up and wants to be in the parade?
Yes. Saturday morning, if you just want to show up, we can just put you at the end of our route and come with a bio if possible, and we'll be able to get you ready and get you registered right there.
The one thing we always talk about when it comes to being in the parade is, you know, the sooner you get registered, the sooner you don't have to be in front of the fire trucks.
Absolutely. You never want to be in front of the fire trucks
at the end of the parade. So once again, this is going on July 23rd out in Wellington. A lot of fun. Get out there, have a good time. Everything starts right bright and early in the morning on the 23rd with breakfast, goes into the parade, then fun in the park, ends that evening with a rodeo out there. And of course, if you want any more information or anything like that, just give Gracie a call at Wellington City and she can guide you to where you need to go. Gracie, one more time, let's give them that phone number.
It's 435-637-5213.
All right, Gracie Procaroni and Caleb Nelson, thank you so much for coming in today to talk to us about Pioneer Day. We're going to have you guys in closer to the event, and then you can kind of line people out out, let them know what's going on, and you'll have a solid, you know, lineup by then. And but just, you know what, if you want to be a vendor, give them a call at Wellington City Hall. Once again, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.